Hi FM.
Sandra is a director and business rescue specialist at Fluence Capital. Delighted to have you with us this afternoon. How are you, Sandra?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm trying to make the best of the lockdown, but yeah, working quite hard at the moment.
Well, I would imagine you are, because if you're playing in the space of business advice, business rescue, I would imagine that there are many more businesses than one would like to believe who are facing financial challenges, immense financial challenges at the moment.
Yes, I think it's not only from COVID. I think prior to the COVID lockdown, there were a number of businesses that were facing financial difficulties with the economic recession in South Africa and, you know, the economy not growing. A lot of businesses were in distress before lockdown. I think lockdown has just exacerbated the amount of stress that they are experiencing now. Also, the uncertainty of what's going to happen post lockdown. I think that also adds to the anxiety and stress of business owners at this point in time.
Yeah, no, there's absolutely no doubt about that. I read a stat today. I think it was in Business Insider. I'm not 100% sure, where they were saying that only 14 or 15% of tenants are paying full rent in South Africa today.
Yeah.
That is the extent to which this has really hit people and hit people really, really hard. So, Sandra, tell us about Fluence Capital and what your offering is.
Fluence Capital is a specialist advisory company. We do business rescue. We do turnaround management, independent reviews, risk assessments of businesses. I have been a business rescue practitioner since 2012, so I've done a number of business rescues. And our offering is, we thought we would want to give back, is to assist businesses during this time and give them advice in terms of the funding that they could apply for, how they could assess their businesses, do a health check of their businesses right now. It's an opportune time because not many people are working, not the businesses are not open, so they can have a good look at their businesses and decide what to do in the future. Obviously,
what kind of cost is involved in an exercise like that, Sandra?
Sorry.
I said, what kind of cost is involved in as an exercise like that?
Well, let's just say, what are the pain points? Have my revenues declined? What is my cash flow situation like? You know, a number of businesses, particularly the smaller businesses, operate from month to month on a monthly, you know, relying on debtors to pay them or sales in terms of the retail businesses to keep them alive, to pay employees, to pay suppliers, and obviously get credit and do sales. So planning is for the survival of the business is imperative now. To do nothing is a big pitfall.
And you're managing to provide this advice, over Zoom and WebEx and Skype and all these remote platforms?
Yeah, I think the main focus that most business people feel that they need is to obtain funding. We are looking at the different funding schemes that are available, but we need to warn people that some of the funding that is available comes at a very high cost, and also they have to pay it back in some time, you know, in the future. And you need to decide whether it is the funding they need, or they need to look at their businesses, restructure them, look at their overhead costs, how can they do things differently. And this is an opportune time for them to do that.
Sandra,
I think everyone's concerned they're not going to have enough money.
But it's not only getting
funding that's going to help them out of this situation. Sorry, my dogs are barking.
No, listen, that's the new normal these days, you know.
yeah.
The dog is the least of the issues. It gets way worse than that. Sandra, what I asked earlier, and I think we talked past each other, was the cost for such services?
We're not charging at this point in time. We're doing it on a pro bono basis, as we have put out in the media. We're not charging at all. We're doing like a desktop analysis, assisting, talking to people. We've had calls from various business owners as to say, well, I've done this, what can I do? And we've said, you know, you've done the right thing. I think they just want assurance and they just want somebody to talk to. A lot of the business owners know what they need to do. And where they don't, or we can help them to think a bit differently, because we're not emotionally involved in the business. So we can look at it from a very cold sort of perspective.
Sandra, and if people want to get hold of you, because I think this is a most remarkable offering, the fact that you are offering review and, you know, access to what funding is available and what cost, I think that is absolutely incredibly valuable advice. How do people get hold of you?
They can give me a call on my mobile number, or preferably my email address is sandra@fluencecapital.co.za.
Okay, that's sandra@fluencecapital.co.za. Sandra, it is incredible. It's funny how when faced with adversity, some people just don't rise to the challenge, and other people do. Your business certainly has, and thank you for that. Maybe this is going to have a real impact on the way we do business going forward. I certainly hope so. Thank you for your time. We really appreciate
Pleasure.
It. And
okay.
Yeah,